You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
This incident takes place after Jesus had just calmed the raging waters. And Jesus had spent some time ministering with the brethren in Judea. But now he took some time to go into heathen territory, into the territory of Decapolis, a place which in Greek means 10 cities, but was really comprised of about 20 small cities. And here he enters into Gadara. As he mounts the ship on the shore and gets off, he is not greeted by the mayor of the town. The prince does not send a delegation. There's no fanfare, no red carpet. Instead, when Jesus walks onto the shores of Gadara, the first person to meet him, we are told, is a demon-possessed man. Jesus, of course, was not surprised, because when you go into the territory of the unsaved, you expect to see demon possession. The word says that this man had an unclean spirit. The term unclean conjures up an obstacle to holiness. Uncleanliness is the opposite of godliness. This was the same type of spirit that possessed the man, that possessed the producers on BET and MTV. The same spirit that controls most of the script writers in Hollywood. The same spirit that puts tunes in the ears of secular songwriters who confuse love with lusts. The same spirit, hear me now, the same spirit that invites professed people of God to find entertainment value in this demonic filth. This man, like many in our society, had been bamboozled by the system. He was possessed with an unclean and unholy and impure spirit. The word lets us know that this man was so far gone that he lived among the tombs. He realized that the path on which he was walking was a path that led to destruction. The road that seems right unto man, but the end thereof being the way of death. And so he decided that if he was going to live like a dead man, making dead man's choices, then he might as well live among the tombs. Are you with me this morning? So he's living among the tomb, realizing that he's the walking dead. He has no hope in life. Living among the tombs every morning, getting up and tuning into Tupac and Biggie. Enjoying the explicit lyrics of Barry and Marvin while they're endorsing unbiblical unions. Hear me now. Living among the tombs, seeing the dangers of AIDS, yet acting like a canine in heat. Living among the tombs, seeing the dangers of drugs and alcohol, yet still sipping on gin and juice. Living among the tombs, seeing all those people who didn't finish school and have no life, but yet still dropping out without receiving an education. This man had chosen a life of the walking dead, and he was living among the tombs. The word said that this man was so far gone that he could not even be restrained. The strongest chains could not hold him down. He was out of hand, unruly, had nothing to live for, did not know what it meant to respect his elders. Thought that there was nobody in this life that was worthy to be respected. And so as people sat in their homes and during their evening meal, he came with his boys and kicked down their doors, invading their homes, carjacking them as they were driving down the street, raping their woman, abusing their children. Chains could not hold him down. Jail was no obstacle for him. That was just a rite of passage. He could join the other 1 million black men who are currently in the jail system.
I hope you were blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live. To benefit from the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, you may visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. That's www.lifeheritage.org. If you wish to support this ministry, feel free to leave a secure online donation, or you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. Until next time, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.